AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The UN is punishing North Korea for its new nuclear tests with another round of sanctions.
The Security Council voted unanimously for a set of sanctions that treats every cargo going into or coming out of North Korea as suspicious and commits all members to inspect them. It bans the import of aviation and rocket fuel and limits Pyongyang's exports of coal and iron, which pay for its nuclear programs.
Virtually all of the DPRK's resources are channeled into its reckless and relentless pursuit of weapons of mass destruction.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the sanctions take pains to fall on the country's elite, declaring North Korea's government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children. Warren Levinson, New York.
At the White House, AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the president is pleased with the Security Council's decision.
In a written statement, the president calls the vote a firm, united, and appropriate response to North Korea's latest flagrant violations of U.N. mandates. He says the international community is sending Pyongyang a simple message: abandon your nuclear and missile programs and choose a better path for your people.
North Korea fired short-range projectiles into the sea hours after UN sanctions were slapped on Pyongyang. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson doesn't see a political path forward to the White House in light of what happened on Super Tuesday.
He also says he won't attend Thursday's GOP debate, even though it's in his hometown of Detroit. Carson says the grassroots movement on behalf of We the People will continue, and he remains, quote, committed to saving America for future generations. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Former Mexican President Vicente Fox is standing by his comparison of Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Trump has said that Fox lies and lies and lies. This is AP Radio News. Police say former Chesapeake CEO Aubrey McClendon wasn't wearing a seatbelt today when his SUV slammed into a concrete embankment and burst into flames in Oklahoma City, killing him. AP correspondent Sean Murphy reports McClendon's death comes a day after he had been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of rigging bids for oil and natural gas leases in Oklahoma.
According to federal investigators, there was a scheme involving two energy companies over a period of 5 years. These companies would decide ahead of time who would win bids, and then the winner would allocate an interest in the leases to another company. This indictment was announced on Tuesday, and less than 24 hours later, Mr. McClendon was killed.
Authorities say it's too early to tell whether the crash was intentional. The state medical examiner's office will determine the cause of death. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.